Hello, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day. Today, what we're going to be talking about is a topic called fasting and what it is and how we apply it in our lives today as New Testament Christians. Fasting is to deprive yourself of some worldly physical pleasure or thing to show God how serious you are in petitioning to Him. And usually when we think of fasting, we think of depriving ourselves of food and water or water. And these are examples of fasts that we do today. In the Old Testament, Queen Esther fasted and prayed that the Jews would not be destroyed by the evil plot from Haman to destroy them. In Esther chapter 4, verse 16, the queen says, "Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast, likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." You know, God honored that prayer with the fasting because the Jews were spared. To fast is to help your voice to be heard on high for the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 4, it says, "Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high." Of course, here he was saying it in a rebuking sort of manner because they were misusing the concept of fast. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, has some guidelines for fasting. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, it says, "Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." You're not to put on a show when you fast. You're not to do it to please men. It's supposed to be private between you and the Lord for you to please the Lord. But fasting is not just something only for the Old Testament, it's also for the New Testament Christian. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, it says, "In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness." Notice the Apostle Paul was also in fasting. This is in the New Testament church age. Now, before you go out to fast, make sure that you pray about it and that you consult your medical physician, that you're healthy and able enough to do it, and you do it for a reasonable amount of time. Fasting can be a very good thing to help you in your relationship with the Lord. Well, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day.